Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting second. The right fielder, Gino Cimolai. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tony La Russa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Diego Segui. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Diego Segui. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham takes first base on ball four. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Segui fields it and throws to first for the out. Cunningham moves to second. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Segui fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles takes first base on ball four. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a pop-up towards short. La Russa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Tony La Russa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harrelson. The throw from Martin and he is out, Hansen applying the tag. One out. Tony La Russa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. La Russa hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Del Greco pinch runs for Jose Tartabull. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 0-for-1 in the game. Cimolai hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. Del Greco moves to second. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Del Greco scores. Lump moves to third. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Charles reaches second base with a double. Lump scores. Seaburn moves to third. It's 2-1, Athletics. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-1 in the game. Lau is walked intentionally. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco now playing center field. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 2, White Sox, 2. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weiss. The throw from Lau and he is safe. Weiss steals second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Martin is walked intentionally. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony La Russa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. La Russa is 0 for 1 in the game. La Russa hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi is 0 for 1 in the game. Seghi bunts in front of the plate. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. La Russa moves to second. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. La Russa moves to third. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. La Russa tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Athletics. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 2 in the game. Cimoli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. La Russa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Cunningham is called out on strikes. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlin fields it and throws to second for the out. Lump moves to third. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lump scores. Charles moves to second. It's 4-2, Athletics. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charles scores. Lau moves to third. It's 5-2, Athletics. Tony La Russa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. La Russa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. La Russa strikes out. Two outs. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi is 0 for 1 in the game. Seghi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lau scores. Harrelson moves to second. It's 6-2, Athletics. Frank Bauman now pitching. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxwell strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Weiss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 3 in the game. Cimoli hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Cimoli reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Frank Bauman. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seghi fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Cunningham is called out on strikes. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Landis moves to second. Ted Bosfield now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Landis scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 6-3, Athletics. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Charlie Maxwell. Bill Fisher now pitching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is hit by the pitch. Robinson moves to third. Ward moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Floyd Robinson now playing left field. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Charles reaches second base with a double. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charles scores. It's 7-3, Athletics. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Weiss scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Tony La Russa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. La Russa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. La Russa hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Weiss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. La Russa fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Nelly Fox pinch hits for Jim Brosnan. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Howard now pitching. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham juggles the ball. That's an error on Cunningham. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Charles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-4 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Cunningham hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.